Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
By die 2026 Johannesburg en Emelandleni 24, Rissenburg 29 grade. Die EFF sal sportsminister Gaiter McKenzie verwys na die etiese komitee. Die partyse LP se Nabo Tambo sê dis vir beweringe dat hy belastingbetalers se geld wanbestee het. Dit volg sy bywoning by die Olimpiese Spele in Julie in Parys.
But also we must ascertain and we believe that it is true that Ramaphosa did approve Gaiter McKenzie's trip to France. And if he did he approve in addition the wasteful expenditure that he incurred, because that makes him also liable for those costs. We are going to ensure that we hold the GNU accountable and not allow ex-convicts to misuse state resources.
President Cyril Ramaphosa sal vandag vra in die nasionale vergadering beantwoord. Dit sluit in onder meer die werking van die regering van nasionale eenheid. Daar sal ook druk op die president wees oor die minister van justitie Thembi Simelane wat te doen het met aansprake van wanoptrede rakende die gelikwideerde WBS bank. Ramaphosa se woordvoerder Vincent Magwenya.
I'm not suggesting that the president is waiting for evidence of instability in the department before he acts. The matter is top of mind. He is processing it, he's thinking it through.
Die Pad Ongeluksfonds is bekommerd oor buitelandse burgers wat voordeel trek uit die landse maatskaplike skemas. Die uitvoerende hoof, Collins Letswallow, het aan die parlementse staande komitee oor openbare rekeninge gesê, die fonds se grootste bevoordeel is 'n burger van Switserland wat meer as 500 miljoen rand betaal is. Hy sê sommige eisers behoort nie toegelaat te word om voordeel te trek uit die stelsel nie.
There are people that we think must be excluded. Any foreigner walking our roads gets to be paid by the RAF, something that in this whole wild world is not done anyway. The biggest beneficiary we have in this country, it's a Swiss national. It's worse. When you go to other countries, you are not even allowed to claim a social benefit.
En ten slotte, die Nationale Dieretuin in Pretoria vier sy 125ste verjaarsdag met spesiale aanbiedings wat vandag begin. Dit sluit gratis toegang in vir die eerste 125 besoekers oor naweke en daaglikse afslag van 50% op kaartjies. Dierepraatjies word ook ingesluit. Ek is Chanel September, the top story at this hour. The EFF has referred Sports Minister Gaiter McKenzie to the Ethics Committee for the alleged misuse of taxpayers' money and dishonesty regarding his attendance at the Paris Olympic Games.
Terug na die stories wat that is honest. 4 minutes past 11 o'clock. I love me the zoo.
Yeah.
When last have you been? Come on. Confess.
It has to be when I was at school, Ilana. I'm going to be honest.
Can I tell you, it makes the most beautiful outing. Not just, it's not a little person thing, because I often go to the Joburg Zoo and you get into, even the Pretoria Zoo. I mean, I've been many times. You get in, you can take a picnic blanket. It's so wonderful. And if smelling animals is your thing, you can smell that you're out in the wild. And it is beautiful. It is so rarig, een van my gunsteling uitstappies. Hulle het baie groot bome by daai dieretuin, maar dis rarig 'n wonderlike uitstappie. At some stage when you said 125, I thought you were going to refer to one of the animals. So I was like, oh my word, that is a very old lion, but very, very baie lekker uitstappie.
And weekends, the first 125 people can get to go for free.
I must tell you, it does get pricey when you try and visit a park, but it is lovely when you work it into your vacancy, your December budget, and you take the family out and you're going to have a picnic. There's bye-bye, like, especially, and I'm looking at all of you that's listening to Jacaranda for the first time. As jy verhuis het, sê nou van 'n ander stad af en jy's nie in Gauteng of selfs in Pretoria in ons Tshwane gebied, that's probably one of the places that I would recommend for you to go. Take a day out and go to the zoo. It's really wonderful. You can meet people and you can meet lions, elephants.